We continue our learning with Ishmael David ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov the Pinchas Elio. We're in Midos Perek Dalad Mishnah Base. Ushnei Pishpashin Hayulo L'Shar Hagadol. Shar Hagadol is the Shar of the Heichal. We mentioned that in the past. And there were two small doorways on either side of the Shar Hagadol. Echad Batzafon Vechad Badarom. One in the north, one in the south. Shevadarom Lo Nechnas Bo Adam Me'olam. The one in the south, that Pishpash, no one ever entered that. Based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, va'alavu mufarosh al yedei Yecheskel. This is in Yecheskel, perek mem dalid shneamar vayomer elai Hashem hashar hazeh sogur yehiyeh. This shar, the one in the south of the shar hagadol, the shar of the Eichel, no one should enter. It should remain. Closed. Lo yipaseach v'ish lo yavovo. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael bavo v'hayasogur. So the divine presence goes through that. Goes through that pishpash, and therefore it shall remain closed. Natal es hamafteach. So now Mishnah says, okay, how they open up the doors of the heichal? So the Kohen who was in charge, he took the mafteach, the key, ufasach es hapishpash, and he unlocked the small doorway, obviously the one in the north, in the ulam, which because that was the one that was open. V'nechlas lahata. And he ended up walking into the tub. The tub is a small room. We'll speak about many ta'im, many very small rooms, cells. And once he got inside, he went to the left and then to the south through the other door that went from the tub into the heichal. And then he walked over to the western doors, the inner western doors, opened them up, and then opened up the outer ones, the eastern doors. We remember the wall was very thick between the ulam and the heichal itself. The heichal wall was very thick. So the outer doors were the eastern doors. So first he had to open up the western doors because he was actually inside the heichal. And then he came outward towards the eastern doors and opened them as well. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and this is based on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of the previous Mishnah, as we will explain in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Besoch of Yo Shel Kos Al Yamahalech. After the Kohen unlocked the smaller door that we spoke about, that pishpash in the ulam, and entered the ta, the Kohen would go towards the left and walk through a special area towards the south, which was still within, he wasn't in the heichal itself. It was still in the thickness, that six amah wall, that thickness wall which separated the ulam from the heichal. Ad shenimsa omed bein shnei hasha'arim. So he's now standing between the two sets of doors of the heichal. Remember Behud's opinion from the previous Mishnais. He holds that both of the sets of the doors, remember they folded on each other, they were doubled, and they folded on themselves, and they didn't open up the ones that were further west towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, etc., which was really the entrance to the Heichal itself. So they didn't fold all the way across. Remember, we spoke about we didn't need anything golden plated because the door was attached to the wall itself and it wasn't on a bolt, and the doors completely covered the wall, so of the inside of the Heichal. So according to Yehuda, that wasn't true. The doors were folded back double on themselves. They opened up into the entrance towards the east, not towards the west. So therefore, there was a way you could open the doors, according to Rabbi Yehuda, without even walking into the Heichal. So according to the Tanakhama, since you had to walk into the Heichal to open up those westernmost doors, okay, so that's the Kohen had to do so. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no need to enter the Heichal. You don't want to walk into the Heichal for no reason. And there was no need to open up the doors by being inside the Heichal itself. So therefore, he remained in the area between the ulam and the entrance of the Heichal itself, that very thick wall, and he was able to open up both sets of doors that way. And he therefore could open up the outer doors from inside, and the inner ones from the outside. Now, he's not really inside and outside, but the point is, he first goes over to the doors, the eastern doors, which are the outer doors, closer to the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, entering from the east, and he opened those from the inside, and then he opened the inner doors, the western doors, from the outside, which means that he was, officially, wasn't outside, but inside means being closer to the Heichal, and being outside means being closer to the Ulam, but either way, he stood within that wall of the Heichal itself, and never needed to walk into the Heichal itself in order just to open up the doors. Perek Dal and Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah is very technical. An illustration would be helpful. Ushloshim Ushmona ta'im hayusham. So we're going to speak about different ta'im, which are small rooms. There were three levels of these that were built around the Heichal itself, in the north, the south, and the west, not in the east. And the Mishnah is just telling you about them. There were 38 of them. They store different parts of the items that they needed for the Beis HaMikdash in these areas. Chamisha Asar Batzafon, Chamisha Asar Badarom. So that takes care of 30 of the 38. 15 in the north, 15 in the south. Ushmona Bamarav. And the other eight, to make 38, were in the west. Shabbat Safon and Shabbat Darom, the ones in the north and the south, meaning those 15, Chamisha al Gabe, Chamisha, Vachamisha al Gabem. How were these 15 room, little small rooms situated? So they were arranged like this. Five rooms on top of another five rooms, and another five on top of them. So you had three different levels. That's what it means. Shebatzav shebadarom, those 15, chamisha al gabe chamisha, v'chamisha al gabeim. V'shebamarav, what about the eight that were in the west? Shlosha al gabe shlosha, ushnaim al gabeim. So how were they arranged? You had three small rooms on top of three, and all the way on top, you had two. Now we're going to learn in the sixth Mishnah about something called an otem. An otem is a platform which was acted as a foundation to support the heichal, support the building, the walls of the building. It was six amos high. It was completely filled with stone, and it supported the ulam also, the ulam, the heichal, and the our Mishnah that speaks about the various ta'im, the various small rooms. According to one opinion, at least, believes that these ta'im, the bottom level ta', were built on the azara floor. The floor of the azara, which was lower than the floor of the heichal. We know there's an ascent of 12 steps up. So it was the bottom small rooms. These three levels were built on the azara floor, which was opposite this otem, which is right opposite this six amah foundation that supported the walls of the heichal. And then that would mean that the middle level would be the level of the heichal. So the bottom was the level of the azara, and the middle level was the level of the heichal. And others disagree. Others claim that the ta'im were built on this otem, on this foundation. If that would be true, then the bottom level of these ta'im were much higher. Were not only even with the floor of the azara, but they were even with the floor of the heichal. Mishnah continues, Ushlosha psachim hayu l'chalecha ve'echad. Each of these ta'im, each of these cells, each of these small rooms had three openings. And the first one explained that not necessarily some, most of them did, but not all of them. So it was an opening, one, two, to the room that was on the right, one to the room that the small room that was on the left, and one to the one that was above. Uvekeren mizrachis tzfonis ayu chamisha psachim. And in the cell, that small room on the middle level in the northeast corner of the heichal, there were five openings, not three, there were five. Echad latav min hayamin, one in the west, to that small room on the right side, ve'echad la'tash al gabav, one to the one that's above it, ve'echad la'misibah, and there was also an opening too in the north, there was to a misibah, which is a circular ramp, ve'echad la'pishpash, and one in the east, which was led to the small doorway, the pishpash, in the ulam that we spoke about before, ve'echad la'hechal, and one in the south that went to the hechal. Of course, looking at a picture would be helpful in understanding what exactly this looked like.